This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
This is the BBC.
This is the finger-licking, lip-smacking Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster. Paula McIntyre is in Port Stewart in her kitchen and joins us now. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
Before we go any further, can I just check, there are no surprises this week? You're not.
No one's
going to jump out at me with anything.
No,
the producer is sitting in the seat where she's supposed to sit. That's good. Yeah. That's good. My heart couldn't take another one like last week. But thank you very much for sorting all that out.
Oh, pleasure.
So it's International Sushi Day.
I know, who knew?
Who knew,
it's
right?
It's also International Gin Day, so you could have gin and sushi today. And
where's the dinner sorted out?
Yeah, exactly. I know. No, I haven't actually made sushi for years, John. I just know it's one of those things. I remember when I first started cooking, getting really excited about it. And then you stop doing it, but it's actually nice.
It's hard work, though, isn't it? There's a lot of process in it.
Yes, there is. I mean, the first thing is rice, is to do your rice. And I think in the second century, rice, that it was a way of preserving fish. So you wrapped the rice around the fish to sort of ferment it.
Oh, right.
And then it wasn't really until the 17th century that in Japan that they decided to, that somebody developed this way of wrapping the fish in rice and then eating it immediately. So it was, and then it's just become massively popular. I mean, I always eat sushi at the airport. You know, when you get that, you go to that one that has the wee conveyor belt.
Yes.
I love that. You know, it's like, so.
And it's actually it's actually filling and it feels healthy.
It does feel healthy. I think that's the thing, Joe. You know, it's one of those things that, if you're out for a good sturdy walk and you know you're hungry when you come in, it's one of those things that, you know, it's seaweed, it's rice, and then I'm doing a couple of different ones, but the one I have here now, the rice, it's a particular kind of rice, and it is quite sushi rice. It is quite readily available. I love it because it's a nice sort of fluffy, plump rice, you know. Mm-hmm. So
it's kind of sticky, isn't it? Sushi rice.
It has to be kind of sticky,
starchy.
You have to wash it first, you know, rinse it in cold water, and then whatever amount of rice you have, double that with water,
mm-hmm.
and then just cook that until it absorbs all the water, and then you add some rice vinegar and a bit of sugar just to sort of season it. And then I do something quite unorthodox. So I've got the nori seaweed, so you can sort of hear that rustling. So that's nori, these black
they're like sheets,
sort of green.
They're like
green,
thin, greeny black sheets of paper.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
We would call that, especially up in the north here, we'd call that sloke. So it's a type of seaweed, it's called sloke.
Right.
And actually, whenever, you remember when there was the earthquake in Japan, or the tsunami, and there was a nuclear reactor, so they couldn't, exploded, so they couldn't eat the seaweed, it was contaminated. Actually, a lot of the seaweed was sent over to Japan from Northern Ireland at that time.
We were exporting sloke?
Because we were exporting sloke. So there, if you were having your sushi in Tokyo, then it would have probably been Ballycastle.
Wow.
Nori on the outside of it. So there you are.
That's amazing.
So all you do is put like about 2/3 of a triangle or of a rectangle of rice on the sushi, on your nori,
mm-hmm.
and then just pat it down. Use your hands wet, John, so have a wee bowl beside you. And what I've done, I've just pressed that in. Now, I have a couple of things here. I've got some scallion cucumber, really thin strips. some red pepper.
All raw.
But the thing that I do that is very unorthodox. Now, there is a kind of a Japanese mayonnaise. I think it's called Kewpie. What I do is mix a wee bit of mayonnaise with some miso. It's lovely, actually. Really beautiful.
The miso is really, the stuff that's like... That's
the soya bean
paste. There's a kind of a meaty... Yeah.
It's pure umami. You know, it's got that lovely savouriness to it. So I put a wee line of that just down the middle of the rice, and then put your whatever vegetables, or you could put in smoked salmon, you could put in avocado, anything you want, John. I mean, try and do it something that's going to... I put a wee bit of red pepper in it.
You mean any turnip in it?
Colourful. No. You could put that, you know, that radish, that daikon radish?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You could put it in because it's nice and crispy. And then just basically just roll that up and slice it with a very sharp knife because the seaweed's quite tough. And then... when you've made up those rolls, the other thing you can do is, you know, it's called sushi nigiri, and that's just a wee oval-shaped sort of in your hand, just curl a wee bit of the rice and then put a wee bit of wasabi and then drape some raw fish over it, or you could put in a bit, I did a bit of smoked salmon, the photographs there. Sashimi is raw fish, so sushi is rice, so that's the difference.
Oh, right, okay.
So if you ever think, oh, sushi's raw fish, it's not, so... And the other thing that I did, John, was, you know, the way you always get that lovely wee pink pickled ginger. I love it.
Oh, just, yes.
You know, and it's really hot. I actually made some. So the recipe's there. It's actually all you do is very thinly slice ginger, root ginger.
Uh-huh.
Now, it's pink because it's a particular type of young ginger. But what I did was you take it, slice it really thinly, and then salt it. So just a wee teaspoonful of salt and leave it for half an hour. And then you make up a pickle liquor with... a bit of sugar, some vinegar and water, boil it up until the sugar is dissolved and then pour it over. And what I did was put it into a jam jar with a cup of radishes. And the radishes have now made the ginger a wee bit pink.
Uh-huh.
So you get pickled radish and it's taken up the lovely hot flavour of the ginger. But I'll bring some of that and when next time I come up because love it.
Because actually I have a load of ginger. I bought a big bag of ginger a few weeks ago and I haven't used it all up yet. So I might do that today. Slice those up really
thinly. You know when you peel the ginger, don't waste the peeling. So I just make like a ginger cordial out of that. Just boil it up with a sugar syrup, let it infuse for a few hours and then pass it through a sieve. And that's lovely, you know. Just make a nice refreshing drink with a slice of lemon on it. So you know the way you always tend to throw out the peelings, so don't.
Yeah. So that's still the different there. Types of sushi then. You've the nori sushi and the nigiri sushi. And
that's it.
The recipe is on the website on the BOE and your home pickled then ginger and radish that you can use for anything actually, to be honest.
Really anything, John. Yeah. That's just with some vegetables, grilled vegetables, anything. Just a rice salad, just to flavour it.
Lovely. That sounds delicious. Right, I might give that a go. Might give that a go today. Thanks a million. Happy International Sushi Day as well.
Thank you. That's great. I'm going to go and celebrate it now, but eating all this.
Too. And happy International Gin Day as well.
Thank you.
Celebrate both
equally. A bit early for that.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.